Mr. Akeem, Ron & Cut Podcast, Ron & Cut TV, we see you each and every week doing your thing, giving out that information and disseminating it to the masses all over social media, all over your podcasting platform, network. It's a great thing to see. Keep up the good work. For the ones that are listening to me the first time, it's Rory Mitchell, your favorite Canadian, Mitchell Report Unleashed podcast, a diverse podcast. You got your Sunday episodes and you got your Thursday episodes. Your Sunday episodes is where we keep it aligned, vision, purposeful, and fruitful. And Thursdays, we always make sure we keep it direct with the sports. Each and every week, stay tuned, subscribe, Mitchell Report Unleashed podcast, all over Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We're out.
Family, what's good? It's your boy, Just Blaze, checking in from the best NBA pod in the game, About the Rim podcast. Check me out each and every week for like quality hoops talk. And shout out to my brother, Akeem, man. You came into this game with a strong arm. I seen the birth, my brother. See you at the top, homie. Easy.
Hey, listeners. I know Akeem got y'all locked in for another great episode on Raw and Uncut. Cool. That's what y'all need. Constantly bringing y'all the facts. On the flip side of keeping things raw would be the idea and life with these kids. Come through and listen to my parenting podcast, Cozy Moon, on your favorite platforms for pods. I'm sharing honest experiences and insight on pregnancy, surviving our kids, and parenting tips weekly. Till then, wrap it up, stay focused, and I'm your girl Shan. Let's get back to the show.
DJ Artistic.
Something about the West Coast.
You know how we do it.
All my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice.
Let's burn until the sun burns your eyes. Keep burning till it sets on the west side. Let's ride, just ride all night. Let's just ride. Just ride all night.
Get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show. I get the money everywhere that I go. I bust a bitch and take her money for show.
I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good. I put that on the hood. I'm good. I'm good.
Doing hella shit. At one time, my definition of huffy, man, is fizzing, slipping lines. I'm in the building and I'm feeling like, yee! RIP to the Mac. Mac.
Wrong, wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check. Wrong, and then check. Wrong and then check.
Find a woman that understands the fight. Oh, that's the one you keep.
When you find a man who can master himself, oh.
Yeah, so.
That's funny. That's funny. When it comes to dudes, they want you to master themselves.
And I'm supposed to be mastering myself too.
Right. No. Yeah. But when you say the word help, all of a sudden, what do you mean help? Help him? Oh, no.
No, but I also said I do those things that you talk about. You know right. what I'm saying? Like,
but your first thought line was definitely on.
Because I'm already doing those things.
On.
So if you like, cheat on me, then I don't know what your problem is.
So I'm glad you guys can come in now. This is Akeem, Raw and Uncut. And this was going on for about 20 minutes prior to the show. So, you know, I just pushed the record button. Maybe I thought that would get us starting.
Yeah, we started, man. We started.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah. So, again, I'm Akeem, Raw and Uncut.
Yeah, and this is Lynn, you know, the co-host. And we're having such a passionate conversation. I'm so glad y'all could join us.
Yeah.
Hey, and this is Jay Roman back in the building. Well, I never left the building. I was just sick for a minute. No, it wasn't the coronavirus or anything like that. I don't know if anybody had the unfortunate experience of having a sinus infection, but it ain't no joke. Mm. My teeth was hurting. My jaws was hurting. Mm. Had to go to the doctor, help get cleared out. And that was going on.
It's good that you got
last
benefits,
week
man.
Or
good.
2 weeks ago,
it's
whatever.
Good. It's good that you got benefits.
Yeah, he good. He came back with a vengeance, y'all.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to speak. I am ready to speak.
Hey, so
this is the Raw and Uncut podcast show.
So look, I really was going to last week I did the head of household, and you guys wasn't able to be on.
Nah, man.
It was a great show.
I really
show.
Wanted out, to be on that, too.
Shout out to my boys at Off the Record Podcast. But what I wanted to do a small segment on that, a part two, just so you guys can chime in a little bit and kind of talk about
all right,
it
all right.
a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we can go into it a little bit. So we do a small little part two on this. So head of the household, what does that look like to you guys?
Jay Roman, would you like to say? Because, I mean.
Oh.
Yeah?
She's still in. okay. All right. You still in that mode. Okay. Okay. For me, I take, you know, anybody that's in the head of household position should take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very servitude position to your family. I think if anybody's going to sacrifice first, it's you. And I think you're going to lead the example on how you're going to love in that household,
talk,
in the family.
Talk about sacrifice, though.
And, you know, that it just basically means you're putting everybody else first.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting them first.
In what way?
In all aspects. But as the aspects of a leader. That doesn't mean you put them first and let them do any and everything they want to do.
Right. Yeah, is that because
it's just that you put them first.
Yeah, because I wanted to talk about that.
You put them first in the discussions,
their needs,
and in the decisions that's made in the household. So you can't, you know, one person might want something, but you look overall at the whole household and say, well, that might not be good for everybody in the household. We're going to have to deny that, or we're going to have to get that because, you know, I'm looking at the whole household in totality, right. Not just what you want, not just what the kids want, not just what the wife wants, right. Not just what, you know, but the whole household. If anybody is going to sacrifice, and that's what I mean by sacrifice, when you're in an argument, in a discussion, you're yelling, you're screaming at each other, nothing's getting really accomplished. Now, of course, if you bark at me, a real dog is going to bark back.
Mm.
But I have to understand that as a leader of a household, I have to lead us to communicate better. Mm. So I'm going to not bark. And end the conversation and say, yo, we're not going to talk to each other like this.
That's wise.
This ain't how we're going to talk to each other. This is, we're not going to get nothing accomplished.
Yeah.
Now, and then deep in the inside, yeah, I want to bark too. But as the leader, hey, you know what? Nah,
right.
we ain't going to speak to each other like this. This ain't going down. And that's where that sacrifice come in. Sometimes that sacrifice come in where you know you want to do something to exert yourself too, but then you realize, as a leader of this household and this family, speaking to each other and talking to each other like this is not good.
Right.
It's not reasonable.
It's true.
And I have to make this decision.
That's true.
And I always equate it like this, that as a leader, I'm Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make the shot. I'm going to make the shot.
Right.
Okay. The way you pass me that shot, Scottie Pippen, will help me make a good shot.
That's a great analogy.
Now, I'm going to make this shot, and I'm going to take this last shot.
Mm.
It's very scrutinized position, because when Jordan missed, everybody could be like, oh, Jordan, you missed.
Mm-hmm.
You missed the shot. Da-da-da-da-da.
You were wide open.
You were wide open, and how come you didn't do that? And how come you didn't do this? Well, it's easy to be a Monday morning analyst and explain why I missed the shot. But at the same time, that's a very scrutinized position, and I'm built to take the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I did mess that up. But you know what? We learn from it, and we're going to go on, and we're going to go from there. Now, to be in that position, it's a lot of pressure.
Right.
Because now every decision you're looking at, they want to make, is it the best?
A lot of weight on your shoulders.
It got to be the great position. But if you're ahead of household, you're built like that, and you should take it.
And you're supposed to just take it.
You take it.
What we got, Lynn?
So I think, the head of the household is definitely the leader. And I feel like they get the big piece of chicken. They should. They deserve it. You know what I'm saying? Because of the sacrifices that are done. And I feel like the best way to lead is to lead by example. So the head of the household sets the tone for the household, right? If there are certain belief systems that are passed down from the head down to the neck, down to, and then the woman is the neck. You know what I'm saying? The woman is a Scottie Pippen in this analogy.
Yeah.
And then to the arms, which might be the children or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's like if you lead in a way, if you show a good example, right, then it's natural for people to want to follow that, right? If I look up to my husband, I admire him, I'm going to want to do the things that I see him doing. I'm going to be inspired by him. And if I get off course, then I'm going to want him to help me get back on track. Just like if he is not maybe focused the right way, maybe my neck can help him turn back to the right way or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's giving him that respect because he does have to go out to, not that I don't work or take care of myself, but he does have to go out to that world. And especially as a black man, like me personally, I know I'm different than a lot of different people, but I understand to the extent that I can that being a black man in America is not the easiest place to be. So when you come home, I always have this analogy for myself personally. When I come home, I want to feel like, let's say you have to go to the bathroom heck of bad and you've been holding it like for a long time and you finally get to the bathroom and you feel that relief. Mm-hmm. That's how it should feel when you walk into your house. You know what I'm saying? That's how I should feel while walking to my house. I mean, that's how I want it to be. Like, I definitely have grown up in a household where it has been tense at certain times. You know what I'm saying?
It's supposed to be. It's a normal relationship.
Right. I'm saying to a extent where it shouldn't have been. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So for me, that's a big reason why I don't like to entertain like a lot of negative energy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And so I feel like, yeah, if, you know, of course, we're not always going to get along. We're not always going to see eye to eye. There are going to be things that I'm going to want to do that he might say no, and I might feel a kind of way about it. You know what I'm saying?
Like a no for what?
A no for, like we were talking about before a long time ago, about like, oh, we went out, and then this other thing comes up, and he's like, no, we don't need to go to that. You know, let's sit down this weekend. Mm-hmm. So if it's, let's say it happens to be something I hella want to do, like a Janet Jackson concert.
Beyonce concert?
Janet, you know what I'm saying? I would be so hurt. I'd be so mad. But at the same time, if I discuss it with him, it's going to be behind closed doors. It's not going to be in the living room where the kids can see, or it's definitely not going to be outside of our home. You know, so I feel like the head household gets a certain level of respect.
Let's discuss it after the concert so you won't be so energized.
After the concert?
Let's discuss why you're not going into after the concert.
I mean, at that point, I don't even know if I would want to discuss it, to be honest with you, because it's already like it's.
So why would you though? You get what I'm saying? That's why I'm saying, like, why can't you just be like, all right.
I mean, yeah, that might be what it turns into, because what would be the point, you know? But I'm still entitled to have my feelings.
Of
you know
course,
what I'm
you're supposed to.
And especially if it's something like that I love to do, or, you know, somebody that I've been into Janet my whole life, you know, and my husband would definitely know that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it would be something important to me. Like, the question that you asked about men being romantic, homeless romantics, like, I did have, you know, a dude who's done something like a romantic gesture for me would be like, babe, I know you love Janet. Let's go to her concert. Like, you know, like I had a boyfriend do that for me. Like, I got tickets fifth row. Like, it was the most amazing experience. You know what I'm saying? But if that's not it, we have responsibilities, we have bills, blah, blah, blah. It can't happen. Then I understand that too, because I also want the household to run smoothly. Like, I might still have an attitude. I might have my moment about it. You know what I'm saying? But I'll get over it and I'll bounce back. I just feel like the head of household is, yeah, somebody who needs to look out for the whole. And it has to be like, I almost feel like a man that I marry has to have like Christ consciousness. Like, I really have to be able to put all my trust and faith into him. And I have to know that he's not going to be a selfish person, that he's going
selfish in one way.
Selfish and then like what's just best for me. Like, I get, like, he gets to do everything he wants to do, but nobody else in the household gets to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has to be somebody who really is looking out. Like, I have to see that that's the type of person he is in general. You know, then I would trust him to be in that position. Like, I wouldn't just trust anybody to be the head of my household personally.
Well, I'm going to say this. I don't know how you can be in a relationship if you don't trust him to be. How do you be in a marriage if you don't trust him to be the leader of the household? I think you should already know that prior to.
You have to.
So his word should be bond to you. Like, we can discuss things, but not everything. Everything should not have to be discussed.
But at the same time, if you are in a relationship with somebody,
challenging
you should,
me every time.
Like, no, because a discussion doesn't have to be a challenge. It can be a discussion.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
But if you're continuously discussing the things that I'm saying of the direction of this family, I'm starting to believe that, you know, like unknowingly, you may not be knowing that you're just not being supportive of my decisions.
I don't know, because I feel like by the time that we get to the place where like it's a household, you know what I'm saying? Then we would have already like.
It means a place. You're married to him,
right?
You gotta remember before you take these vows.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that is serious business. Like, you can't just
it's
be
very
just,
serious.
Don't backtrack now.
And that's why I have not been married yet. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't feel like I've met somebody yet where I would be willing to take those steps, where I would trust him enough with my life, with everything. You know what I'm saying? You marry somebody, you lay next to them every single night. You have to trust that person with your life. You have to know that, you know, his mind is right and is going to stay right in different situations, you know?
And I get it, but it sounds like when you say that, it sounds like you're saying this is why I haven't been married. It's not because you can't really trust anybody, but do you want to give up that level of submissiveness?
No, I don't mind being submissive to a man that I respect. I don't mind that.
So do you feel like you're in your relationships, you're a submissive woman?
In the last one I was. In some I haven't been. It really depends on the energy of that person, so what that person brings out of you too.
So you're not naturally submissive?
Naturally?
Yeah, because that means you would have been in all your relationships.
No, probably not. Probably not naturally.
So you need to be taught to be submissive.
No, because in my last relationship I was, so I do know how to do it. So and it came out naturally.
Did
no,
he show you?
He didn't have to. That's what I'm saying. It depends on the energy of the person. Like, if you can relax with this person, your guard is not up. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to fight you because I know that we're on the same page.
So we
you know
can,
what I'm saying?
So we can agree the women that are not submissive have a guard up.
To a certain extent. Yeah, absolutely. And it goes back to not wanting to get hurt, not wanting to be misled, not wanting certain negative things that can come from that.
Do you believe this guard can cause a divorce? Is the reason why
absolutely.
This divorce rate is so high right now?
I wouldn't say it's the whole reason why the divorce rate is so high.
No, but
you
think
yeah,
it contributes?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I wanted to say that. So let me get into, for me, what a head of household looks like. Head of household to me does look like structure. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm bringing structure into your life. And I know that sounds kind of hard for some people to be like, hold on. What do you mean structure? Well, structure means the future plans of this family
right.
in the future. You know, if we go buy a car mm-hmm. and we look at this vehicle, and this is something that you really want, but it's way too expensive. And you're like, you know what? I don't care. If I got to work two jobs, I'm going to get it. Like, you know, stuff like that. I'm going to be like, no, we're not going to get this car because you have house responsibilities that need to be taken care of. Now, if this is something you want in the future, how about we wait?
And work towards it.
And work towards that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I'm going to put my foot down and say no right now.
That makes sense. It's a good decision for the household. That makes sense to me.
But what about when it doesn't make sense?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's like, where the submissiveness really comes in.
That's where it really comes in.
That's what I was trying to get to, yeah.
Well, yeah.
If it doesn't make sense to you right now, it doesn't make sense to you.
And that's where it gets a little bit more challenging. You know what I'm saying? That's when you have to step out on faith. But if you are with some, like I said, at this point, yeah, you're with somebody that you already trust, right? So you just might have to pray on it and be like, God, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think there's anything wrong with communicating so a person can understand, right? Because if that's your partner, why wouldn't you want her to understand so that she can also be enriched by that information that you're thinking about in your head? You know what I'm saying? Why not put her on game like that?
It may not be that she doesn't want to understand. Maybe what if she just don't understand? You explained it the best way you know how, mm-hmm. you know, and no, I know. The numbers look like we can't afford it. Well, not really. They don't look.
Even if you can't afford it and you feel like it's not a wise thing to do with the money, that, you know, that could be it too. You know what I'm saying? There might be other, you might be like, let's save this for the kids, for their college, or let's take a trip, or let's, you know, do something else with this money. I get that because people aren't going to always see eye to eye, but when you get married, you have to be willing to make those compromises.
I'm looking at your eyebrow bill for the month. And I think it's something that you need to learn to do on your own. You know what I mean? Learn to do that on your own so that way we don't have to spend this type of money.
Now, when you got with her, though, you don't want to treat her in the manner she's accustomed to. You know what I'm saying? Being treated like, are you going to stop going to the barbershop as well? Like, are we doing that?
I can definitely line myself up. But I don't think it should be a give and take situation if I'm telling you as a leader.
But that goes by leading by example.
But I'm leading by example.
Why do I have to sacrifice if you're not?
Because I don't spend a lot of money anyway. So that's what I'm trying to tell you is. Like, only thing I do is go to the barbershop. If you go get your nails done, mm-hmm. if you go get your eyebrows done, if you get your hair done.
Want my nails done? Do you not want me to
I don't
to
need
look
any
nice?
Of that. I like natural. So you're talking to a person who just don't care about none of that.
Well, my husband's going to want it.
No, so you see, this is what I'm saying. And this is what I'm saying. What if he wants it in the beginning, but then he changes his mind once he finds out the maintenance of it?
Nah, he's going to know because we're going to talk about it while we're dating.
He has to know what he's getting himself into.
You see what I'm saying?
So yeah. let me just say this again. Being submissive is a natural thing. It's not a choice. And the reason why is because if you are coming into the relationship saying that you are, you're going to accept this man to be the leader of your household, then you're going to go into it blindly.
You have to know the person.
Yeah, well, you're not going to marry somebody you don't know.
Right, because then you're going to know in what direction. Yeah, exactly.
The problem is people are picking leaders that they don't trust.
You know what it is?
And then they turn around and fight the leader the whole time.
Let me give you an example.
That's not the right situation.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. It's a sports analogy.
Okay.
If you hire the head coach to coach the team and you're the owner.
Right.
Why are you consistently calling him during the game and saying, hey,
what are you doing?
Why are you calling this play?
Right. No, I get that.
Is that trust for him to run the program?
No, it's not.
No.
And as women, we have the power of picking who the leader is. We have the power of picking the coach. So maybe we need to take more time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? While we're making these particular choices. That's why I feel like in that situation, thank you. That's why I feel like in that situation, that I was able to just naturally, I surprised myself. I'm like, girl, I just have never seen you act like this before. You know what I'm saying? But I trusted him. And so it brought out a whole level of comfort that I wasn't used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it just impacted the relationship differently. So I feel like, yeah, it is okay to take your time. No, you don't have to rush into you don't have to be with somebody just to be with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, take the time to really get to know yourself first. And then, you know what I'm saying, connect with, like, the person that is going to bring out the best in you.
So I got a question for you then.
Okay.
Between you and your girls, and I'm going to say girls to let you know it's not just your world, but the female world. How many leaders do you really see out there?
I see a couple.
Where, you know, you can kind of like,
that you're looking at right now.
That dude's a leader. He's a good leader.
Right.
He could be a leader.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah, honestly, out of my friends, the ones that are in relationships, yes, there are definitely situations where the man is like the head of the household. What he says goes. There's no questions asked about it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't like the no questions asked.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. I don't want to be questioned on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't. Like, don't, like, on everything. I'm cool with some, but not a lot. Don't come at me with a lot.
Right.
Like, I'm doing this based upon how I've been raised on how to lead a household.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the problem? Like, why are you continuously questioning my coaching skills?
I feel like sometimes that comes into where when a woman is already used to being her own coach. I don't know that.
And now we're
trying to make a whole nother team because we're coming together. And so how are we going to come together? But I feel like by the time you get married, like a lot of those things should be kind of worked out, you know, because you're not going to get married as soon as you meet somebody, right? You're going to learn how to communicate, how to work together, I would think.
Yeah, so, I would agree. But, you know, I think that you'll have a teammate, somebody there, and you'll ask for their opinion. You listen to it. You considered all the aspects, and you came up with a decision that was against what they thought. And so now you are not a leader anymore in their eyes. You are somebody that didn't listen to them, that never listens to them and never hears their opinion anymore. And it, to me, it's kind of funny is that as long as I go your way on things, I'm a good leader. But as soon as that no or I go against your way, now all of a sudden I'm just a little bit less of a good leader. And the snowball begins where one time decision, another one. Now, you may not see all of it because right now you're in your emotions, you're in your feelings, and you don't see that it was a good decision. In fact, you're going to bark about every negative aspect of everything that has been done to prove to you your point on why he's not such a good leader.
Why the decision should have been different.
Why the decision should have been different.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just that's where I think that, you know, I'm not just a leader when we agree.
Right.
I am a leader even when we disagree.
Yeah, that's the hard
part.
And
what guys look at is that you should have enough trust in me to understand that I'm not just pulling this out my ass.
Right.
Like, you know, ladies, if you with a dumb dude and you know he's dumb, then that's something different. All right. Like, so, but if you were the guy with some intelligence, you know, or a guy that knows he's going to research, he's just not just going to pick something just to pick it
and just
decide. Right. Yeah. So you should have a little trust in that guy to say, you know what? I don't agree, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I feel like, and then also too, like our power as women being the neck is like, it could be more subtle. Like you guys are more like overt with your power, right? Like we have the power of influence. Like we can influence you guys to do certain things. And if you have a man, you know what your man's going to respond best to. You know what I'm saying? So typically that's how a woman is going to try to like turn that head in whatever direction she thinks is going to be the best. Cause she's also going to be thinking about the whole household as well, right?
Not all the time.
Well, I think so. I think she's also going to be thinking not just about herself. She's going to think about him. She's going to think about, I mean, that's how my mind works. And my friends, I don't think that they're selfish like that, where they just think about themselves. I feel like they do really sit back and think, okay, da, 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 da. But you can influence your man as much as you can. Like, and you know what he responds best to. Cause again, you know, your man, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you. I don't think women are selfish. I just don't think they think about the whole entire family all together. Like they may think about the kids, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, this be best for the kids. Well, what's best for the kids might not be for best for the whole family.
Right.
But because the love and the nurturing aspect of her and her unselfishness to care for those kids, she's thinking about the kids. Mm-hmm. When you come in and thinking about, yo, this is cool for them, but it ain't cool for all of us.
Right. Yeah.
Why are we making a whole second trip to do this for the kids?
Right.
This is how we gonna do this.
Yeah.
Or thinking about me. Mm-hmm. You know, she could be unselfishly just thinking about me. Mm. Babe, I want you to have what you want. You've been wanting this for a long time. I want you to have it. Well, you know what? Now's not the time. Because I got to think about everybody.
Now, that's a boss move right there. You know what I'm saying? I love that. Yeah,
everybody.
Exactly.
So, you know, I'm not saying women are selfish. Mm-hmm. I just think that their natural concern and nature in them to think about other people sometimes doesn't think about the whole family in totality.
Yeah, some women, you have, because you have some people who will look at the whole picture and you have some people who will just look at their portion of it. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of depends on what type of person.
But I want you just to look at your portion of it, because the structure of this household allows you to do that, because you know you got me for that position.
But she's still going to have your back, so she still has to look at every... I mean, I think women still have to look at everything. You know what I'm saying? Because she's still going to have your back. Like, you know, so it's like she still has to be your neck. You know what I'm saying? At the same time. So she's still going to look at, like, all aspects. Now, how it comes together, how she presents it, that might be different. And if she does present it a certain way and she doesn't exert her, because, you know, again, women, we are so powerful. You know, and our power is not in being aggressive. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You influence your man in different ways. And like,
or manipulation. You guys are really good at manipulating.
Well, yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah, it is part of it. You know what I'm saying? To be honest with you. But
and manipulate more of the weak. So,
I mean, it that could be it too. Again, it goes back to the person, you know, what they feel comfortable doing or whatnot. But I do feel like, you can exert a certain amount of influence over your man.
I'm going out Saturday night, girls. I'm going out. Don't worry. I know he's saying no right now, but I'm going.
Book
my ticket, girl. I'm going.
No, I think it's more about just like you said, the decisions in the household, and people do want to feel, women want to feel like we are being heard as well. You know what I'm saying? So it all depends on how things are presented as well too. So if a man's just like no, then that might be different than, you know, babe, I heard what you said, I understand where you're coming from on this, but honestly, this is what's gonna be best for all of us.
So let me give you an example.
I don't see that.
Let me give you an
example. Maybe not, but she needs to sit back and think about it, and maybe she will.
Let me give you an example. You let me know if this is something that you believe that most women, not just you, because you know, you have your own way of doing things.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
But so different. If he says, you know, looked at our bills and we're spending a lot on fast food.
Yeah. Ew.
So now, like, because I work a lot and you do get home before us, I'm going to need you to cook every day for the family. And not only that, I want good meals because I don't want our kids believing that fast food should be a part of their diet.
I totally agree with that.
So I'm going to make sure that the funds are there for the food to be made.
For the groceries.
But it needs to be done like every day.
Okay. That's fine, because honestly, eating fast food is like horrible for your body.
I hear you. But, you know what I'm saying? You know what that takes, right? So most women
takes
be like,
time,
hold
effort,
on,
yeah.
hold on. Because women always try to have you share into some of the responsibilities of what they got going on in the household, right? Like, is this like I posted this on Twitter and I said, a man can open the door for you. He can take out the trash. He can walk you to the car at 2 a.m. to protect you. But you can't even fix his plate at a barbecue. Right?
I don't know these women that can't fix a plate at a barbecue.
But what I'm saying to you is they always talk about sharing in, oh, why I got to cook every day? Why can't you cook? Why I got to be the only one cooking? And if you notice that, most women always are the ones who say men should share in that responsibility. Should you guys share in also opening our doors?
No.
What about pumping gas? You guys should, are we, hey, I pumped last time. You got here and pump, right? Why is it okay for us to share in some of the duties of your wife?
I told you before, like, yo, if we sharing duties in it, every December, just pay for the mortgage.
Yeah.
It just once a year.
Yeah.
You know, once every other December and stuff like that.
I want
like,
you to have your duties. I want to have mine.
I'm just saying. I'm with you. If you want to share, my thing is, if you don't want to follow the structure of the way I got it, and you want to be roommates and split, well, we splitting everything down the middle.
See, I don't want a roommate.
Because I'm not just splitting
husband.
Your stuff. We splitting my stuff, too. We splitting it all down the middle. All right? So, you know, either we have this structure or, yeah, we can do it your way. We can split everything. Let's split. So, hey, you pay mortgage for 6 months, I paid mortgage for 6 months.
See,
you pay the entertainment for 6 months, I paid entertainment for 6 months. We could do that.
No.
I could do that.
I'm cool. See, the way I see it is having a man, period, just a boyfriend, is a huge responsibility, right? Having a husband, it would be an even higher responsibility than that. And that means you have to take care of him. You know what I'm saying?
And what does that look like?
That looks like...
Because as men, we know what it looks like to take care of a woman.
I'm not going to lie. I think women look at taking care of men as a burden.
Oh, I don't see it as a burden, but it is a responsibility.
Do you think sex is a part of taking care of the man?
It's taking care of both of us, because I also need that very much.
And I get it, but what I'm saying is I think women believe that is like their only responsibility.
No, that's not it. No, that's not it.
I think so. I hope not.
That's not the only responsibility. No.
So what does that look like for you when you're saying taking care of the man?
For me, it looks like knowing what his needs are and providing for him before he even says what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like if he comes home.
It's kind of difficult right there.
No, you know him. Like you'll study your man. You know what I'm saying? You get to know.
I like tuna sandwiches on Fridays.
Or, you know, he likes his back rubbed. He likes this and that after a hard day at work or whatever the case may be. Mm. Like you learn what he likes, just like he's learning what I like when we're getting to know each other,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
So I'm going to do those things without him asking. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind making his plate. I don't mind cooking for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather cook for him than him eat fast food if I care about him, right? I don't want him putting that poison in his body.
I mean, you.
I would help him get the poison out of his body later. You know what I'm saying?
I think there's a lot of ladies. I think there's a lot of ladies that don't care if they do eat fast food.
What? Oh.
I think
it's just not healthy for you.
I'm hearing you.
I can see if she was, like, pregnant. And then like, you know, she's, you know, it's hard, you know, for pregnant women to maneuver around and do things, but they're not handicapped either. But I do understand them sometimes say it ain't going to be the same as she is. She's expecting. And I do think a woman needs a certain level of pampering also when they're pregnant, because it's a beautiful experience. But I will say that is really the only reason for me that I would give you those type of examples.
No, for me. Any job you do daily, you're going to get tired of doing it at some important aspect of it.
Yeah.
In any job. So my thing is that I don't mind if you say I'm not cooking tonight. I don't mind that. But communicate with that and have something that you're replacing
it with.
Can
we have leftovers? Like if I cooked a lot the day before, can we just...
That's what I like to do.
I'll cook and then we can eat that for like 2 days and I'll cook something. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like I'm gonna make it easy as possible on myself, but I'm still gonna do it.
If I eat most of the leftovers on the first day, you know, that don't mean that you ain't got nothing to cook the next. Like you got to work that out.
What?
You know? Like if I eat leftovers Monday through Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. No, I get that.
I don't want to eat some more... some leftovers. I'm ready for some.
And I don't need to be. And I don't need to know that on Monday you're making so much that it's going to be all the way through Wednesday meal. Like I need to mix it up.
I don't care.
I do. See, that's why I'm. That's why
I don't care.
I need that.
Like I might tell me this is what you're doing.
Right.
All I need is the plate made and food for me.
I need the plate made. The plate needs to be made. That's automatic.
I'm not a kid. I'm not a kid.
That's one of my requirements as a woman. Like, yeah. I need my plate. It don't matter what environment we in. It could be a million women sitting down and eight men making a plate. I need to see my woman over there making my plate.
Well, my thing is, I'm not a kid.
That makes me feel away.
So I don't want Pop Tarts and I don't want no kiddish stuff.
Tater tots.
You know, like I don't want a whole bunch of I call it
chicken nuggets.
Short of meals, you know what I'm saying?
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, like I don't want all that. Same time, I understand that.
I do enjoy some sloppy joes and some chili dogs every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that every day it gets burdenish sometimes. So there is some adjustments. Now for me, I'll eat leftovers because you cooked it. Mm. It's a meal. It's there, you know, but communicate with me what's going on.
Okay.
Communicate with me. Don't have me at 6 o'clock wondering
what's for dinner.
And then when I go to talk to you about it, you're like, I was just thinking about that. That just lets me know where is the concern.
No, I don't agree with. I mean,
for us, why not just say, you know what, babe, I'm not really in the mood to cook the dinner tonight, which that's okay for me, you know. So I'm going to grab something from here, or can we do this? Or, you know, hey, you know, because I feel like it's the right of all mothers who take care of the households, their families, to sometimes be like, I'm not cooking today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. I'm not cooking today.
Everybody deserves a day off.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but that has to come with communication. It can't come at 6 o'clock when everybody looking for a meal.
Right. No, I agree with that. But see, that's part of being on top of yourself. Like, I'm not going to wait till the last minute to do certain things. Like, that makes it harder on you. My dad taught me to work smarter and not harder. So I'm going to make it as easy as possible on myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm already going to be pre-planning. Like, I like to multitask. So I'm going to be doing hella stuff. I might already start preparing it early in the day before I go to work. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I might have something marinating and then just throw it in the oven when I get home because that's easy for me. And then I can make these little sides and then dinner's done.
I need to talk to your ex-boyfriends. I need to talk to them, man, because either they all messed up or there's something about you that they're like, you know what? Let me tell you the real deal about this one here.
I mean, everybody has their different opinions. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm just messing with you.
But the truth is, most of them want to get back with me.
I got to tell you this, Lynn, though.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot of girls.
I'm different. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that, you know, that we talk to about households and stuff. And there just ain't a lot of ladies that's doing this stuff.
No, I get it.
Like I'm hearing it in theory with you.
But I learned from my mom and my grandma. You know what I'm saying?
This
and
is not.
They're Southern women and it's different. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
I do understand that too. And then a lot of times, especially if a woman is used to being independent, let's say she's a single mom, she's used to running her own household and okay, I'm going to try to get this done and get that done. And she might not have time. She, you know, might not see the time in her day to make meals from scratch or to do this, this and that. So, you know, I get that.
We need
that
something
might
from
be
scratch
more
though. At least one day a week it needs to be from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And it just does. It just does though.
So what should she do then?
What should she do?
Yeah, what should she do?
I mean, well, everybody has to do their part, right? I want you to take care of me, so I'm going to take care of you. But I'm not going to do it because I want you to do something for me. I'm going to do it because that's how I do with people that I love. The people that I love, I want to take care of them. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure that they have the things that they want and the things that they need.
So, you know, I think... just through discussions with a lot of dudes and stuff like that, because you know we talk to these guys and research stuff before we come on here.
Yeah.
I think that what you're saying is nice, and I think it's a good blueprint
safe
to make somebody
safe.
Happy.
It's not even just safe.
But I think
safe.
There's a lot of ladies out there
while they're working.
I think there's a lot of ladies out there that either are lazy or do not know how to take care of a household. Or this independence thing they hide behind or whatever. But they feel, and it's kind of funny, that when you add a grown man to the mix,
mm-hmm.
It is a burden. And they look at him as a grown man that should be doing for himself.
I think that comes from not seeing examples of successful relationships.
Yeah, even though
that's how I learned.
They're in the relationship. Yeah. And I find that ladies will do more for their kids or for the kids, but let them have to make dinner for the dude. Then all of a sudden, yeah, the attitude comes.
They could be blue sick, but if they child hungry, they getting up to make it.
Right.
But let me be hungry.
Like exactly. The situation I had kind of mentioned to you guys before where this man, you know, head of his own household, had his house, and then got with this woman, moved her kids in, and she didn't cook dinner for him fresh. She gave him leftovers, and she cooked fresh dinner for her kids. Talking about her kids don't eat leftovers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or when she cooked, she gave her kids the big piece of chicken and gave him whatever. I don't understand why he would accept that personally. You know what I'm saying? That blew my whole mind.
I mean, it's easy to say, I don't know why you accept that. When you start entwining people's lives and finances.
Oh, no, I don't.
It's harder to get out of and to separate as you think it is. Especially when you're married.
No, because I was thinking to myself, like, you know, that's more old school. But this is an old school couple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this is like the generation before us. So they really had that structure. Most of them really had that structure where, you know, a man is treated a certain type of way. So for a man from that generation to accept that, you know what I'm saying, to me, yeah, it was that's how I knew about it. It became a conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, what? That happened? Oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Like that. You know, I just you know, personally, I wouldn't want to treat somebody like that.
I think I like the way you look at it as treating them like that. So some of you ladies out there are treating your men like shit.
Shit.
Oh,
just
let's all
shit.
Do better. Let's all do better.
There it is. It comes to the time of the show. And we're going to go ahead and go around and we're going to talk about the final thoughts. Today's a short show and a lot of it has to do with our last show was like an hour and 10 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah. And that's like a 3-part series for a
lot
of people.
We had a
lot to say. A lot to say. It was a great thing. But what I do want to know.
Was that part of that one? Or was I sick on that one?
Yeah, you was here.
I was here.
What are you talking about? You was right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I want to go around. Let's get some final thoughts. Today was definitely about submissiveness. But
okay.
It doesn't have to relate to it. It doesn't have to relate to it. So let's go ahead and go around and talk about.
Okay. So I just feel like, I'm going to get back to this point. I just feel like we have to master ourselves, right? We have to be in control of ourselves. We have to nurture ourselves, and then we can give that to other people as well. So we have to treat people how we want to be treated. If you want, ladies, if you want somebody to take care of you, which we all do, then we need to also take care of our men, and it's vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But we shouldn't be looking at, oh, this person needs to do this and that. I need to look at the situation and say, what can I do differently? You know what I'm saying? To make this relationship better, as opposed to pointing the finger at somebody else. And I feel like my man should do the same thing. Like, what can I do to make this situation better, as opposed to she's not doing this, she's not doing that. You know, I feel like if we can look at ourselves and recognize, yeah, I did. You know what? I did tell him I was going to do that. I didn't do that. Then that's when we actually start to get improvement. You know what I'm saying? Look at how you can be better and just do that.
Wow.
She always try to come.
She try to take the box. Yeah, she does it.
I noticed that.
What you got?
For me, I'm going to repeat and say that as we work together, I like smart women for a reason, because I do like your opinion. But just because I don't go your way doesn't mean I disrespect you, and it doesn't mean I didn't listen to you.
I agree.
What it meant was that I'm choosing this way for us. And I think that the more and more and more that you open up and allow your guy to be a leader, he is able to be a leader. You picked the leader. You picked him. So I hoped you picked well and picked somebody that you trusted and somebody that you felt like you can open up to, because if not, you're not really being a leader. You're just being the first person to oppose him every day he wakes up.
Ooh.
You're not really being his teammate. You're just the first person that opposes him every day he wakes up, because now he has somebody else to explain something to all the time. And I feel like as a grown person, a grown adult, you have the right to get an explanation. You are not a child.
Right.
But does it always have to happen? Does it always have to happen right now? Is there no explanation that can be overlooked because you trust me? You have to trust me as your leader.
Yeah, pick like somebody that. You trust.
You have to trust me as your leader.
And let me coach the team.
Let me do this. Now, does that mean I'm fallible, that I'm not going to make any mistakes? We all make mistakes.
We got to sit back in the owner's box. We all
make mistakes. But at the same time, what's the intent? What's my heart? Judge me on totality of how I am doing this household all together. So it's easy to sit back and judge the leader. At the same time, are you helping him be a stronger leader? Now, Lynn, I will agree with something you said. One thing you said.
Oh, just one thing.
Nah. that neck can help you out a whole bunch.
Yes.
And
that's
fellas,
God's plan.
Fellas, why pick a teammate that you don't want to listen to?
Yes.
Why pick a teammate that, you know, you can't confide in and understand that we're attacking this world together?
Right.
But as we do that, that teammate needs to understand.
And ladies, we got to pick somebody we trust.
It doesn't matter how many times I confide in you. Right. It doesn't matter how many times I look for your opinion. I'm the leader, and I'm going to make this shot. I'm Michael Jordan, and I'm going to make this decision.
Hey, so for me, I really believe, and I'm just going to speak to the ladies real quick. I do believe you should go in relationships on thinking, what can I do to better our relationship? And what can I do to please him instead of, what can he do for me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it has to do with, in the beginning, of what does he have? How does he work? How does he take care of himself? All those things should be in account,
mm-hmm,
on exactly like your decision to be with this man. But once you're with him, you have to trust him in order to lead. And then also, that has everything to do with the kids too. That has everything to do with the kids too. Mm-hmm. If you got kids by other men and he's coming in your household, let him lead. Let him take care of these kids. Let him raise these kids just like he will raise his own. Don't stand in the way of that, because that can be problematic and be a problem. So I'm gonna say this. This is Akeem, and I love having these type of discussions. You guys tune in on Sundays.
Yes, yes.
6:30 Pacific Standard Times on my YouTube channel.
Live.
We're live on that thing, and we get in. So if you guys want more content, go ahead and tune in to the Raw and Uncut YouTube channel. This is
Akeem.
Subscribe,
y'all. Subscribe.
Oh, yeah,
hit them
yeah.
like buttons.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it all.
You're right. I'll be forgetting to say that, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Go ahead and do that. Yeah. But I appreciate y'all. This is Akeem.
Peace.
We out.
We out with this very sultry sound.
Oh, yeah, it's smooth, ain't it? Hold on, there you go. Smooth.